It's what you about to get into, nigga. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Huh. I ride myself. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nickel, I ride myself.
Hello,
I die myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's back. I don't know. I was watching Independence Day, and I remember there's a scene, the very end of that movie when they finally, it was 4th of July. I was watching it, and that popped in my head. That's why you got that intro. But I was watching Independence Day. You can still watch Independence Day. When it was 4th of July, you can still watch Independence Day. We know that you tried to get rid of Will Smith, but you can't get rid of Independence Day. You can't get rid of the work. The phenomenal work. You can't get rid of it. So, Independence Day, I don't celebrate it. You know I don't celebrate it. You know I don't. Look at my skin, baby. That's my skin color, baby. I don't fuck with it. But I watch Independence Day. So there is a scene at the end. I think his name is Roy. I think this is his name. And he's the crop farmer. He's the crop duster farmer dude who flies the plane, who was claimed to be abducted by aliens. So when the aliens are here, you know, everybody, he's like, oh shit, he's right. The crazy dude is right. So, end of the movie, which y'all know this. I shouldn't have to explain this to you, but you know this. They take the force fields down, right? They're whooping ass, but they're not causing enough damage. It's intense. It's a fighter fight. I think that's what they call it. Spaceships in the air. Jets in the air, just missiles and guns all over the place. It's chaos, right? And then boom, the alien ship starts to charge up its big weapon. And everything I'm doing with a pause is for dramatic effect. Starts to charge up the big weapon, right? We're all scared. They're charging the big weapon. This is it. This is going to be over. They're going to kill the city. Everybody's going to die. They won't stand a chance. They're looking for missiles, man. They're looking for missiles for the big gun. They're looking for missiles. They have no more missiles. Out of nowhere, Roy, the guy abducted by aliens, comes, saves the day. He has a missile, but then the missile locks and it doesn't shoot. And, you know, he has to make the ultimate sacrifice. He had to fly his plane up into the big gun, to the big laser gun, right? And we're like, damn, he's going to do it. And right before he enters, before the big beam goes off, he looks dead into the beam's face and he goes, "Hello, boys! I'm back!" Yeah, that's what he did. And that's why I did it for y'all. Because I took a very, 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 very long time off. And you know what's strange about that? Having people tell you that they miss your podcast, and all I really do is sit up here for an hour and just talk to my damn self. Well, of course, y'all know who's here with me, Winston, who is asleep right now. Winston is my Wheaton Terrier, for those who don't know. He is absolutely asleep because he's used to me being an absolute psycho. I mean, I come in here in the morning and I get the coffee making. Now, when I get the coffee making, I get to dancing. Can I dance? No, but when I'm coffee making, whew, Chris Brown ain't got nothing on me. You talking about Michael Jackson? Nothing on me. James Brown? Nothing on me. When I'm coffee making, my moves, Jabberwockies. Give me the white mask, man. I deserve it. I'm taking a sip of my coffee right now. Hello, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. I am Thaddeus Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Clout Hold on. I'm getting a text message that I prefer to look at. Yeah, and so I got a text message about an espresso machine. I was asked by a friend of mine if I had an espresso machine. And I was like, nah. That's for the uppity-ups. That's for the real motherfuckers with generational money. I can't afford an espresso machine. That's George Clooney's. You know, that's his shit. I can't afford George Clooney shit. You know what I'm saying? But I do have a Ninja. You know, the Ninja coffee maker. I don't, you know, whatever. I just can't afford an espresso machine because it's a lot of paper, man. It's a lot of paper. But I really do miss, like I was saying, people telling you that they miss me just sitting up here talking is really, really dope. And I had always planned to come back. I took about 5 months, my last episode. I had 3 kids during that span. Yeah, I was really, really looking forward to catching Nick. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it before I got back, but I was really looking. I mean, sat down, pen and pad, mapped it out, how to catch Nick with kids. Option 1, get drunk, have sex, unprotected sex, and then have kid. Option 2, and I just went with option 1. No, I didn't really have kids. I'm just playing. I didn't have any kids, I swear to God. I don't know. I just was, you know, doing things in life. And I always miss sitting up here being a weirdo, talking to the mic. And then, you know, time goes by and you look up, you're like, oh shit, I haven't done something in 6 months, which is trash. I don't like that, right? Or 5 months, I should say. But now I'm back, so.
Man, you come right out of a comic book.
I want to talk about one of my favorite writers, producers, directors. He's got a movie coming out this Thursday. Me and my boy Davion, we were supposed to rent out a theater for this, but honestly, he was really sluggish, ruggish on this one. Yeah, sluggish, ruggish bone. He was really sluggish on this one, and I blame him completely. So we didn't get a chance to rent out the theater because of him. He was a complete failure, a complete waste of time. And my hope and my spirits was as high as it's ever been. And when he told me that he didn't do what he was supposed to do with the theaters, I completely lost faith in him and I turned to drugs. Nah, but I am looking forward to Nope. Nope comes out this Thursday. And I'm a big Jordan Peele fan. And it's wild because as far as cinematic work, he got like, what, 3 movies under his belt? It's like, oh, well, as far as his movies, he's got Get Out and Us. Now, I know he executive produced Candyman. And I like all three. Get Out's a classic. It's actually like a psychological thriller, you know? I forgot the actual, there's like another word for it, something terror, some shit like that. You know, they just make up words now. You know what I'm saying? But it comes out Thursday. And I'm really, let me get a sip of the coffee, man.
Man, you are in a court of law. There are a lot of people in here. We can't hear you. Your Honor, you're.
But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing what he has up his sleeve because I seen the trailer and there's a couple of times where I'm kind of looking. He dropped a trailer and one of the trailers was a little too funny for me. It was too goofy, right? And I'm a little bit nervous for his third movie, and it's got Kiki Palmer in there, who I honestly, Kiki, listen to me. If you ever want to be happy, come talk to me. I love her. I do. As I get closer to the mic, I tell you, I love her. I love her a lot. And what's my other guy's name? Daniel. I can't say his last name, so we just going to hope that y'all know it. But he was a star in Get Out. And And then this guy, Glenn, and I know he's got a real name. Steven, I can't say his last name either. I know he's got a real name, but he is known as Glenn. Glenn will always be Glenn. If I meet Steven, he's going to be like, I'm like, hey, Glenn. He's going to be like, no, my name's Steven. I'm like, hey, Glenn. And Glenn, of course, is the character from Walking Dead. I'm just, so y'all know, he was Asian. He was the Asian character in Walking Dead. I'm not doing nothing bad. I'm just letting y'all know he Asian. I don't want nobody in my DMs talking about, man, why you got to mention he was Asian? I'm like, well, I'm just trying to tell y'all what he was so y'all know what he looked like. Well, y'all know what he looked like a little bit because I said he was Asian. But I'm saying in Walking Dead, he was the Asian character there. And he was a very loved character. And the way he died really messed us up as Walking Dead fans. And I really think that's what really fucked up the show. I remember reading in when Glenn died, they lost 80% of their viewership. That's how much Glenn was loved from The Walking Dead. You know what I'm saying? Glenn was loved. That was my Nick. He was loved. But now he's in Nope, and I'm looking forward to seeing him. I'm looking forward to checking it out. I'm a Thursday movie goer, right? And there used to be a moment in time where you could go to, they gave you the opportunity to go to a movie at midnight Thursday. Just like, you know, it's Friday, but it was like a Thursday night. You know, you could go to the theater. You could line up with the others who were movie nerds and movie junkies like yourself. You'd wait in line. And then the theater, the people in the theater would finally be like, okay, cool, y'all could come in. You know, find your seats, but you had to get there early because there was no assigned seating. You had to get there early. You understand what I'm saying? I'm black. I'm late. We used to be late all the time. Get shitty seats. Unless it was like, you know, a nerd, Marvel or Star Wars or, you know. And then I was like, you know, I went to go see, what was that? Episode 7? I went to go see episode 7. And that's when you were still able to wait in line. And I got to the theater and everybody was dressed up. It was cosplay all over the place. Because it was a big deal. J.J. Abrams, Star Wars, it was a big deal, right? Everybody was dressed up. Except me. Well, they didn't expect it. Everybody was looking around. It was like, oh, this is a bit, you know, if you went down the line of people in the line, it was everybody dressed up. And then you saw me. He said, of course he's not dressed up. I mean, you know. We know why he's not dressed up. I mean, look, but everybody else is dressed up from young kid to old adult. Everybody was dressed up. And it was cool to see. You look around, you're hanging out with fellow nerds, fellow Star Wars junkies. You just get to kick it, right? You know, and then the theater, maybe they're a little slow, a little backed up. You get a little bit stressed out. You look a little angry. They start to see your face. They start to understand, like, we got to get these motherfuckers in the theater to sit them down because shit's about to get real bad out here. It's a bunch of lightsabers all over the place. We don't need nobody to get injured. We don't want that for nobody. So they were finally let us up in the theater to sit down. And it was actually cool. Only because I don't have to do it anymore. But if I could be honest with y'all, I prefer assigned seatings. Oh, if I buy my ticket and I choose my seat, baby, I don't have to worry about coming in late. Somebody sitting in my seat, baby. I don't have to worry about it. Unfortunately, I don't have to get black. And the way tickets cost nowadays, I would have to get black. And I don't want to have to get black. You know what I'm saying? There is a level. You know? I have Whole Foods black. I have Target black. I even have Nice Let You Over in Traffic black. Then I have Nino Brown black. And for $16 tickets, I don't mind getting Nino Brown black. That's just the motherfucker truth. Again, I am Thaddeus Shade. This is Seasonable Clout. And like I said, Nope comes out Thursday. And so I've already bought my tickets. I bought my tickets like last week. That's what I do. I enjoy myself. And Nope, this one seems to be dealing with aliens. And I'm a big alien guy. And if I had the kahunas, I would tell y'all about my alien experiences. But I won't tell y'all about my alien experiences because honestly, I got to go out in public. So right now, y'all can just kind of think like, oh, he's just kind of lying right now. He's not being serious. He's lying for his podcast. He doesn't have any alien experiences. He's a liar. Coffee break. But I'm not. I have alien experiences and I refuse to share them. I refuse to share them for the fact that I don't want to be stared at in Whole Foods just in case there's one person in there that listened to this and then they go around telling everybody in the fruit department, there's the guy who said that he had some alien experiences. And then they all attack me with different types of fruits and kick me out of Whole Foods. That could be the worst scenario ever because everybody knows who's listened to past episodes how near and dear or dear near dear Whole Foods is to my heart. And I don't ever want to be attacked by a bunch of people with fruits inside Whole Foods. I care about that place way too much. It's very expensive. Is very expensive, but I won't mind taking myself inside of a Whole Foods to enjoy the quiet sounds of expensive shopping. But but Nope seems to be dealing with aliens, and I love alien movies. Are you good, bro? Are you good? I'm talking to people, fam. Yeah. Yeah, you know what it is. I love you too. And it's dealing with aliens. And there are a few alien movies that I just, I love alien movies. There's a few alien movies that I just really, really love. Fire in the Sky, if you've never seen it. I think it's 1993. Got Peter Berg and some other people. You'll definitely know more of the people in there for sure. But it's a great movie. Of course, if you can't handle super dark alien movies, you can always go with E.T. There's nothing wrong with E.T., right? He got a long, crusty, creepy Freddy finger, and it glows. Not scary at all. A little different when you're a kid, but as you get to an adult, it's not that scary. But when you're a kid, and he's got the Freddy finger with the glow at the end of it, and his head is shaped like a loaf of bread turned to the side, that shit, it's creepy to a kid. I had to take a breather for a second because E.T. actually did scare me. Fire in the Sky is really dope. Fourth Kind is my shit. I like movies who just really test your mental as far as, hey, are you really dumb? Do you really believe this is real because they made it look like it was real? Or do you know that it's not real, right? And you just like playing that you think it's real because it's a movie. Because you know that this footage isn't real, but it looks real. They say it's real at the beginning, but you should know that it's not real, right? But you don't know. And then if you like me, you like, man, should I Google it? Even if you Google it, the internet be lying to you. My internet shows me what I want to see. That's how good my internet is. My browsers, even when I clean them, because you know why I clean them. You know why I clean them. You know why I clean them. Come on now. You know why I clean them. Let me tell you why. I clean my browsers because I look at way too much porn. But that's why I clean them. But even when I clean my browsers, my internet, I mean, my browsers, like, the internet has me figured out. Completely figured out. And the worst thing, side note, the worst thing about doing this, these podcasts, is that you gotta, I gotta kill my AC sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And so what happens is when you're in Phoenix, understand something. Let me look at this. It's 9:42 in the morning right now. Hold on, I got y'all. Hold on, just hold on. I'm looking up the weather. It's 9:42 and it's 98 degrees. It's 9:42. I mean, honestly, at this point in time, Jesus is probably just now getting up, brushing his teeth. And it's 98 degrees. It's 98 degrees. It's hot, man. It sucks doing the podcast because I got to turn the AC off. And it takes no time for the heat to find his way in here. And the heat is a very, very interesting and crooked criminal because it gets in here even when you think everything is sealed and it's in here and it's fucking up everything. It gets in your couches, it gets in your computers, it gets in the back of your neck, and it's just everywhere. It's not fun. It's not fun at all. I told you, not fun. And so, I forgot where I was at. But anyway, I was naming alien movies, which you got Fourth Kind, fantastic. And I know I was talking about, is it real or not? And, you know, I can go Google and, you know, and my internet knows that I want to see that it's real. So it's just going to show me that everything is real, except for that one, you know, wild moment where the details get a little bit too honest and real, where I'm like, oh shit, this isn't fun real. This is really real. And I don't need to read any more of this because I feel like when you read it, they hear it. And then they back at my crib hollering at me. See how I said back? Because I told y'all I had some alien experiences. I ain't going into it, but I do love the movie. So Fire in the Sky, for people who like alien movies, Fire in the Sky, 1993. Fourth Kind, I think that was like 2009. And Dark Skies might have been like 2 years, 3 years after that. Dark Skies is, maybe I'm a little bit off. Let's check and see. Let's see when Dark Skies popped off. Oh, I'm so good. It was 2013. I was a year off. All right. 2013, Dark Skies is another good one. If you guys get a chance, go check it out. Those are my alien movies. But Nope comes out Thursday, and anything done by Peele, it gets my money. You know what I'm saying? Anything done by Peele gets my money. It's the same thing as anything that has Curry's logo or name on it. It gets my money. That's the great thing about being like a fan or a supporter of something. You know what I'm saying? You can make a decision in your head to say, whatever this person does, they get my duckies. You know what I'm saying? They get the ducats. I don't even care. You know what I'm saying? At one point, I was willing to buy anything that Pinky had put out. And if you know who she is, it's a she, it's Pinky. Just look up black woman Pinky. You'll find out what I'm talking about. And then you'll realize that I'm an absolute psycho. But anything that she did, I was willing to support. I would put money in her pocket because I was like, oh shit, that's Pinky. She got something new out. I got to go get it. I got to support it. Or at least I got to pay the bootlegger who had it on tape so I could watch it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a supporter no matter what. If I once, like M. Night Shyamalan, right? So M. Night Shyamalan is another writer, director, producer, right? He does a lot of shit that I don't like, right? But he's weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I'm going to tell you what M. Night Shyamalan's like. All right? All right. It's like the woman that you really don't like, right? You know that you can't take her home to your family because she's an absolute whore. She really loves doing all these things and she's fantastic at it. And you know that you can't be in a relationship with her, but man, she does the hand twisty thing and you just want to pay for all her bills because she's so good at it, you know, but then you take her out in public and she's, you know, just really hood and, you know, you ain't got no, you know, she got the fork. She eating cereal with a fork. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Making grilled cheeses with an iron and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what M. Night Shyamalan, he just does shit where you're like, man, what the fuck is this? What is this, man? What are you currently making? The Happening. Coffee break. The Happening, and it's a real dramatic pause because The Happening, oh, wow. If anybody's ever seen The Happening, you know what I'm getting at. I don't even have a word to describe what that movie was. But it almost cost Mark Wahlberg some money. Meaning like, if it wasn't, if it wasn't for Transformers, I'd have never seen a Mark Wahlberg movie ever again. If it wasn't for Entourage, I'd have never watched anything that involved or had anything to do with Mark Wahlberg ever again. I got another text message. It's more important than y'all. Let me see what's going on. Okay, there we go. All right. Is it cold that I just be talking to y'all and then my phone go off and I just take a break, man? I don't, y'all be mad if y'all won't. This my shit. This I tell y'all all the time, this seasonable clout. This Daddy of Shade shit. This Daddy of Shade shit. I don't care about not a nan motherfucker. Not a damn motherfucker. But basically, some objects from the sky fall down. This is Nope, by the way. Objects are falling down from the sky, and the objects that fall down from the sky end up killing the parents of Kiki Palmer and Daniel's characters. And, you know, then they try to basically get proof that these things are happening that are falling from the sky. So they hire Glenn, and I forgot what Glenn's job is in the movie, but I'll find out. And then they hire another person to help catch. That is the basically the base of the movie. And honestly, everything about it is perfect. White people may be like, what? Nope. And I'll describe what that means. All right, y'all ready? It's a beautiful day. I'm out at the mall. Shopping. It's a beautiful day. Saturday. Let's call it Saturday. I don't even like being at the mall on Saturday, but you know what? Today, I wanted to go to the mall. It's Saturday. I'm happy. I got some bread. I'm going to go spend some ducats at the mall. I go to the mall. It's a beautiful day. There's people all around, kids chirping. Everybody's having a good day, right? All of a sudden, I hear a scream. You know what I say? Nope. And I run out. When I was in a relationship, right? Say it's Sunday afternoon. I'm watching the Chiefs play. The lady that I'm with at the time, she's in there watching TV. She screams. Now it's my crib, so I'm not going to run out. I go, what's the problem? She goes, it's a spider. Nope. Right? Y'all follow me now? I tell you what, I give you another one. When I was a young lad, when I was a wee lad in Kansas City, I was thugging. I was a gangster. I was doing hood rat shit with my hood rat friends, right? We was walking through a field, because Kansas City has fields. We was walking through a field of tall grass. Seen something in the grass. Nobody had to say nope. We all seen it. and we just took off running. Disgusted, when we were far enough to catch our breath. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, last scenario. Last scenario. I'm a black man. And I'm in my whip. I'm in the whipper dipper, right? I'm in the ride. I'm in the four-wheel travel bucket, right? I go to Scottsdale. Yeah. It's about 11:30 at night. I'ma be nice. It's not the weekend. It's just a regular week. It's a regular weeknight. 11:30. I go through the light. I'm in the right-hand lane. I see the cop at the other stoplight. It's red, but he's in the right lane to turn. He sees me drive by because my car, you know, looks worthy of a good pullover. Not saying it's fucked up. I'm just saying that my shit looks like it's a potential nigga in there. Because, you know, I got some rims and some shit like that. Right. I go through the light. I'm doing the speed limit. Everything's good because I know where I'm at. I'm in a very white area that doesn't really like me. Right. He decides to turn right. You know what happens when he turns right? I count down from three. A slow 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Nope. Take the first right. Get the fuck out of his way. I don't have time tonight because I don't know how it's going to end. I don't know how his night is going. So that's why nope. It's just a for black folks, it strikes, you know, it just hits us. It's a chord. Man, it's a chord. We know what that means. So I just broke down scenarios and nopes for you. Hey, man. This is just as terrifying. Hey, man, I need about $500 for rent. Nope. It's terrifying. Yikes. You ever loaned somebody $500? You could damn near just guarantee that $500 is gone. $500? If you're loaning somebody $500, $500. Man, we talking about $500. If they ask for five, you got to be able to know you just giving up five. 500? Somebody asked me for 500. It's my little brother. Oh, no disrespect, bro. I'm just telling you. Hey, calm down. You're going to listen. You're going to hear this. Calm down. Shit. I can already hear him yelling. But 500? I knew when I gave him that 500, that was his for forever. Motherfucker, look you dead in the face. I'm going to get you this five back. You're not getting me $500 back. If you ask it for five, you're not giving me $500. I got this job lined up next week. I'm going to get you that. No, because $500 when we regular, and you go in the store. And for me, I'm vegan. So when I go in the store, I see almond milk. I said, damn, almond milk didn't jump to 20 cents, huh? Shit. Gotta get this almond milk. Gotta be vegan. So I know if I'm doing that for almond milk, I know damn well y'all looking over that milk and y'all saying, damn, the titty of the milk, the cow titty done jumped up 25 cents. If you're doing that, man, the 500 ain't coming back. You might as well offer me hard labor. If you want to pay me back, just offer up hard labor. Because you're not giving me the $500 is $100 is anything up to $300. I feel like it's doable for people because they can figure it out. I ain't got the $300 right now, but I can give you $60 and I'll give you $60 next week. And then after that, I'm going to give you another $80. I'm going to give you $20 then. I'm going to pay you all. you can figure it out. But 500? Yeah. You're not getting it back. I don't even know how I got here. But just know, you give a motherfucker 500 unless their credit score is proper, you're not getting it back. You know what I'm saying? Unless they got food stamps, now we could work something out. Now we talking. Well, shit, that's all you had to say. Let's go to Walmart. No, we going to Walmart. Get one basket. No, don't get one basket. Get three baskets. He said, hey, man, you only loan me 500. I know you only need to get three baskets. Get three baskets. Get two of the helpers to help you with the other two baskets. We're going to have to load up. That's how I'm going to do you, because I know I ain't going to get my 500 cash back. So in the streets, if I give you 250 in cash, you supposed to give me like 500 in stamps. So since I gave you 500, famo, you got to give me 1,000 in stamps. And we're going to need about three baskets. That's just what it is, homie. That's just what it is. In the meantime, let me talk to y'all about what I've been doing. Outside of watching Stranger Things, and that was my shit. I had a trainer, right? Yeah, I got a trainer. I got a fucking trainer. A fucking trainer. And for the time that I've had a trainer, it's been a while now. I'm trying to get the, you know what I'm saying? I know there's some women that like the rub on the belly. You know what I'm saying? They like to sit on top of the belly and spin around in circles and shit. I don't want that. I'm trying to lose this shit, right? I want some muscles, right? I want to be able to pour baby oil, let it drip all the way down my body. That's what I'm here for, right? So I got a trainer. And we train 3 times a week, and I still go the other days on off days. I still go to the gym, right? My trainer, he's from Brooklyn, right? And I'm fortunate enough to have a New York trainer who's not loud. A friend of mine who's DJ Kamish, he's from New York. And I haven't really, you know, at that time, I hadn't really, when I met Kamish, and I'm going to go back to my training situation, but when I met Kamish, I hadn't really met anybody that was from New York. And at the time, he was a so-so deaf DJ, and I was doing music at the time. So I was like, oh shit, he's a so-so deaf DJ. He's from New York. That's dope. And he came out here, and I realized when I first met him, I was like, oh shit. What they say about y'all is true. Because when I met him, I was like, oh, hey, man, my name is Thaddeus. And the response I got was, you know what I'm saying, was incredible. What up, my guy? What up, my guy? And I looked around, and I was like, but we in a small space. Why is he yelling at me? And I didn't understand. I looked down and he had Tim's on. And when he was yelling at me with Tim's on, he was stomping. I said, damn, you niggas stomp niggas when niggas ain't there in them Tim's? Just by talking, y'all still stomping niggas? Ain't nobody there. You stomping him, though. Y'all can't really be this. It's impossible. It's impossible to have a church in New York. If they got a church in New York, which I know they do, the churches in New York get cited all the time for being loud as fuck. It's impossible. A room full of people with a pastor that know he got to be louder than everybody in there, because everybody in there loud with Tim's on, stomping all over the place. It's impossible to have a church in New York, but I know they got churches. But damn, can you imagine being in a church in New York? Oh. If you're, let's just say you're a sweet person and you're coming from the Midwest. I'm coming straight from Kansas. And it doesn't sound like anybody from Kansas, but I'm coming straight from Kansas. I'm coming up here to visit my beautiful friend in the Bronx. And you go to church. It's So you decide to go to church in New York. And right when you get to the door, they hand you a pair of Tims. They say, no, you can't wear them. It's like going into a mosque. You got to take your shoes off. Say, you can't wear them. You got to put these on. They's like, they don't fit. They put the Tims on. He don't cuss because he at church. Put the Tims on. You can't come in here with them Nikes. You got to put the Tims on. So you put the Tims on, and they three sizes bigger. Right? You got to find a place to sit down, but people to help you sit down, screaming at you, right over here, right over here, right over here is a spot for you, right over here. You're like, oh shit, this shit's crazy. And then they be worshiping. And then really at the whole time, God got earplugs in because they so loud. God got earplugs in because they so loud. And he's like, what the fuck is happening? So that's a church down there in Brooklyn right now. They just down there. They just trying to show some love to you. That's it. They just showing some love to you. He said, why they so loud? Why they so loud, fam? I can't hear nobody else. I got prayers to answer. I can't hear because they so loud. He'll be real mad that I just went off about New York. But my trainer's from Brooklyn. But he's actually one of the people who isn't loud. He's very smart, intelligent dude. He got the accent. When I was working out with him a long time ago, we used to talk about, we work out, he would say, you want to go get a smoothie? You want to get a smoothie? I said, damn, what's he saying? He said, you want to go get a smoothie? I said, damn, I think he's saying, do I want a Uzi? So no, I mean, you want to go get a smoothie? Yeah, nigga, let's go get a smoothie. I didn't know what he was saying. But he was saying smoothie the whole time. And I wrote it down and I got Uzi, Shmoody, Moody, Movie, Shmoovie, Shushki. I got everything except smoothie. Took a little time, but I figured it out. Anyway, he's from Brooklyn. And every time I walk into the gym, Jay-Z is playing. And I'm a big Jay-Z fan. Whew. I'm a big Jay-Z fan. Ooh, ho, ho, I gets down to the Jigga Man. But he has made it tough for me. He has made it tough for me to continue to enjoy Jay-Z's music because every time I come into the gym, Jay-Z's playing. I mean, it ain't nothing else. I didn't even know Jay-Z had a gospel album. He was playing Jay-Z's gospel album.
Man, you come right out of a comic book.
I didn't know Jay-Z had a gospel album, but he was playing it. I mean, every day. Jay-Z had a song with Tupac. I didn't even know that existed because every time and I'm joking, every time I come at the gym, I was fucking Jay-Z playing. And there's other people in there. There's other human beings in there. White old ladies in general, mainly white old ladies, older white people, mainly white people. But he be having, and they got this big ass speaker in there, and he be running Jay-Z. And them people be there the same time I be there, every time I be there. Now, either they leave, going back to the old folks' home, singing New York by Alicia Keys and Jay-Z, or they be at home watching The Price is Right or Jeopardy, you choose. And they get bored, right? They get bored. They be like, you know what? Something ain't right. I don't want to watch The Price is Right anymore. I want to listen to Jay-Z. And they turn off their show to listen to Jay-Z because every time we are in the gym, Jay-Z is playing. Wow. But I tell you, he's a hell of a trainer. He's a hell of a trainer. Outside of me doing straight up, you know, Marine gun drills, it's brutal, man. It's brutal. definitely stronger. I got better balance. I know I got my hip thrust game right. You know I got to make sure that right. Ain't nothing wrong with little bump grind. Ain't nothing wrong. Anyway, I got the, you know, balance is way better. I know that's why I changed up how the song is sung, because you can't sing R. Kelly no more, but you got to be able to separate the art from the creep, right? You got to be able to enjoy the music, because that's what it was at the time, because you didn't know nothing. You was enjoying the music, right? You was loving the music. You can still love the music, right? Maybe you can't play the music loud like you used to when you was in the car. Maybe you play it at a medium volume just for yourself with the windows rolled up. You can still enjoy the music. It would suck. It would absolutely suck that you get upstairs to the heavens. Maybe if you're a shitty enough person, you get down to hell. And they're looking over your sheet and they say, oh, this is a pretty good record. Either or, upstairs or downstairs, this is a pretty good record. And all of a sudden they get to your music selection. They say, okay, oh shit, Rob Zombie. Oh shit, let's do a little Tech N9ne. You listen to a lot of Jay-Z. You must be from Brooklyn. You're talking about my trainer. And you think going down, you say, oh, damn. You say, well, what's up? Yeah, man, look. Anywhere from the 90s all the way up until about 2015, 16, you was able to enjoy Robert Kelly's music. But what we got down here is that you was listening to it on the day you died. Whew, wow. And I'm going to go back then and talk to my constituents, and we're gonna see what we could do, but it looked like there's a good chance you're not gonna be able to come in here. He said, man, it's hell. I know, we don't even got the nigga here, he's somewhere else, and I just don't know what we're gonna be able to do. We're gonna go in the back, we're gonna talk, man, but I don't know, man. You just the day you died, you listen to Bump and Grind, man. That's gonna cost you. I don't know if we're gonna let you in. I'm gonna go back to talk to my people. We might have to send you up to heaven. He said, I just came from there. They let me in because of the same shit. What's going on? If you ain't get in there, and you know, he forgive everything. If he ain't let you up there, wait, I'm going to go back to talk to him, but you might have to walk the earth. Ooh, you ain't got no home nowhere. And you know that shit suck. You ain't going to have a place to sleep. You ain't going to have no sheets. We got sheets down here in hell. You know what I'm saying? They fire sheets, but we got sheets down here. Let me go back to talking about. So you gotta be able to enjoy the music though, right? Anyway. But I'm enjoying having a train. It's been an absolute blast. I love it. I get up and 7 o'clock in the morning, which is beautiful, right? You go outside and the birds are yawning. It's beautiful, right? You get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, you drive to the gym, and he's there waiting with shit you should do to work out muscles you didn't know you had. And it's just beautiful. It is. It's just something I really love to do. And I think everybody should have a trainer, honestly. You know, and something like, you don't have to have a trainer 7 days a week unless you're getting paid millions. But you should have a trainer, somebody to push you, and not your friends. It's good to work out with your friends, but your friends can't push you properly. Because y'all both looking at the same app or the same website talking about, man, shit. I mean, we did 7. It's asking for 8. We on this the third set. They asked, we did 8 2 times. Shit, let's just, you did 7? I did 7. Shit, let's call it a day. We did what we supposed to do. We go, you ready to go? Next place, you ready to go to, you ready to go to Wingstop? That's the bad part about working out with your friends, because you get through and then you be like, okay, cool, we're gonna go to Subway. And you think you do it good because y'all both agreed upon Subway, but that bread is Subway. I heard that bread is Subway is poison. Absolute poison. Try to give it to a homeless man. He said, that's the bread from Subway. I keep it healthy around here. But that's the problem working out with your friends. Y'all know each other really well, or you maybe you just, you know, women, y'all don't ever really keep friends. So maybe y'all at that time, Cheryl is just somebody you go to the gym with. Y'all have temporary friends all over the place. Like, just hiring temporary friends. Y'all got an unemployment office, and inside the unemployment office is a place who finds jobs for people, and that place finds jobs as friends, and y'all just be hiring people and firing people the same day. It's incredible. But just wait, can't work out with your friends, but you got a trainer. They gonna push you. And my trainer, Nay, his name is Nay. I'm not gonna tell you his actual name because he's really black. I don't want y'all to judge him. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a really good trainer. So, and you know, he gonna push you. He doesn't yell at you. So that's the cool thing about him. Cause I don't respond to a motherfucker yelling at me. If you yell at me, nigga, you got one more. And you yell at me, we just gonna square up. You know what I'm saying? Your tone was too high. So now the feet is moving. Skeet, skeet. Shit, weights is moving all over the place. Skeet, skeet. People yelling, oh shit. I can't be yelled at. That's why I didn't go to the Army or to the Marines. I can't be yelled at, right? Street violence on sight when I'm yelled at. Street violence on sight when I'm yelled at. Street violence on sight when I'm yelled at. Buddy does a great job of being able to motivate you to get through the last one. Oh, you could do it. Everything's in an accent, so I'm being nice. You could do it. You got this. One more. Two more. Seven, eight. Ain't nothing worse than the count being off. I'm like, hey, bro, I'm at nine. He's like, no, you only did eight. I swear to God to you, I'm the one struggling, and I want this shit over with. We had nine. I promise you, you had eight. And since you're tired, you can't throw the weight at him. So you just be like, okay, cool. I'm at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Look at you. I told you you could do it. He's good. He's a good motivator like that. Good motivator. That's what you need. So when you get done working out, if you with your peoples, if you with your friends or your temporary friends, y'all going, it's a good chance y'all might go do something y'all think is healthy, but it's not. But your trainer gonna finish up and tell you, say, man, make sure you stay away from that bread today. Man, we talked about that. Make sure you get them veggies in today, man. You got this. You did a great workout. Don't fuck it up. That's why I love having a trainer. And that's what I've been up to. So I got, what is this? Where am I at? 52. I got eight minutes. So I'm going to tell y'all something about what we did is, and if you don't know, I am a nightlife promoter. That makes me sound a lot more professional, but I just promote clubs, right? It's a beautiful job. It's easy. I hate to say it's easy. Wait, it's difficult in its own way. It was very difficult in the beginning. If you're just starting out, it's trash. But when you get established and it's rocking and rolling, shit's cake, right? I party for a living. I don't even really like to party, but that's my job. I party for a living. I provide an atmosphere that is safe for people to come in and lose their mind, you know? Let that stress off, right? Boom. Now, I like to do different things, right? I like to you know, not just provide people drinks. I'll do all types of shit. I ain't going to all types of shit moment, but this is what I did this past weekend. Decided to bring In-N-Out burgers to the club, right? Whew. Me and the owner, my guy Pat, we left to go to In-N-Out. It's about like 12:30. We left. Boom, drive over to In-N-Out. They don't close till 1:30. We got there. Boom, we there. Huh? We in the driveway. Huh? Waiting. Huh? Ain't even ordered yet. Got to the window, ordered, said, hey, we, you know, we're going to order 100 double doubles. Now, originally, I was going to pay. I was getting singles. Because old shade pockets ain't the same. I was getting singles. I was going to get 100 of them. And I was getting singles with no onions because Lord knows we don't need to have onions smelling up the place, right? So he decided to drive. He said he was going to pay. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you. And so we pulled up and we ordered 100 burgers, right? And she was like, you want 100? 100? And I was like, yeah. Oh, I wasn't like, yeah. He was like, yeah. And she was like, no. I started laughing. I was like, damn. She's like, no, we can't do that. I was like, oh shit. And you got to understand, most of the time when you're in and out, they like to keep their staff young. Only person that looks like they shouldn't be working there is the manager, but there's no disrespect. He probably get paid well. It's in and out. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers keep, you know, they keep that shit. That line stay busy. If you ever been to an In-N-Out, the line is horrendous. The shit is horrible. They should have a self-checkout. It is brutal, man. Anyway, she was like, no. So you got to understand, this is a young adult. And I mean, she sounded like a woman who had 8 kids. No. I was like, oh, shit, you better put that back up on the cabinet. She just told you no. And he was like, okay, can I get 50? She was like, you want 6? Like 6-0? He was like, yeah, 60. She was like, you want 60 double-doubles? He was like, yeah. She was like, okay. And then I was like, okay, so we got 60, which is weird. It's like, why we just get 60? Okay, fuck it. We're going to run with it. He added on, can I get a lemonade? I think they got like a light lemonade there. And so she was like, cool. We're going to tell you the order up front. And she was about to hang up the mic. And before she clicked off the mic, she was like, this motherfucker tripping. And then it hung up. And then we was in line. We got to the window. We was talking to the dude that was there, because it was a dude now. And he was like, he wanted to tell us, this guy, you almost thought somebody had a gun to him below his waist, because we couldn't see below his waist. You would have thought that the person that was taking that order had a gun to his waist, because he was like, y'all wanted 100, right? And we was like, yeah. And we didn't know why we couldn't get it. He was like, I don't know why. The total's this. He wanted to tell us that we could get 100. But the gun was to his waist, and so he couldn't. I felt really bad for him. He was under a lot of pressure. I said, man, he wanted to give us that 100. But he couldn't. Somebody was life-threatening him. Pulled up. You know, she was like, hey, we're just going to have you pull around. We're going to bring the burgers out. So cool. We pull around, chilling out front. Then the lady with the headset, who sounded like she had 8 kids, came out. I was like, oh, shit, something's wrong. They're not going to be able to do it. It's going to be some bullshit. She came out. She was like, hey, if you want to do the other 40 burgers, we could do it. Now she sounded like she'd be on TikTok all the time. Hey, if you want to do the other burgers, we could do it. I was like, oh, shit, there's the TikTok voice now. That's pretty cool, right? And she was really nice and sweet. She's not the mom that had 8 kids. And so we was like, oh, okay, cool. She told us the total. Ended up being like $500. Listen. Oh, shade. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. That's a coffee break. Oh, shade wasn't planning on paying $500. I love the people, but I just got done talking about $500. $500 changes everything, but he was paying, so I was happy about it. I had the idea. He was paying. Gave me some credit. He paid the extra $200 because it was already three something. So it's $500 for the burgers. We got the burgers. We go back to the club with the burgers. And everybody was looking at, by the way, everybody was looking at us when we was inside of, excuse me. Everybody was looking at us when we was inside of In-N-Out. They was like, damn, because Pat looked like Suge Knight. That gave you the perfect, that's descriptive as a motherfucker. I look like a shorter Shaquille O'Neal. So you could get the idea of these two big motherfuckers coming in and say, damn, they might be eating all them himself. They gonna eat all them burgers themselves. Them some big motherfuckers. And so got the burgers, took it back to the club. Now, people change inside the club. People come in the club, fly. They happy. They come in and fly. Ooh, I'm fly tonight. We gonna get these phones out. We gonna take some pictures. We gonna get some video. I'm fly. Yeah. But any type of tequila, Don Julio Repo, Casamigos Repo, it don't matter. Once that tequila get in there, people look homeless and sweaty, and they don't care anymore. They look disgusting. And I love my people. I love my people to come to the club. But women who are sucking the gut in, it's out now. It's guys who had a certain type of pose, they slumped over, holding on to that last little drop of Bel Airs in the bottle, and It's a mess. So when you get to that point, and then you see some niggas come in with a burger, with some beggars, you automatically smell it. As soon as you hit the door, say, somebody got some beggars. I took one of the boxes upstairs to the Skybox. We got a place called Skybox upstairs. I started handing out burgers. Women that I know that come out that are bourgeois turn into Oscar the Grouch or Cookie Monster eating them burgers. It was impressive. They didn't give no fucks about what was going on. They was tearing burgers all the way up. And thank God we didn't get no onions, because that shit would have smelled horrible. You ever, the club is ending, people coming out, it was cracking in that motherfucker. Just, how'd you get a hamburger, sir? How'd you get the double-double? I don't remember handing you one. It was almost like people was like, here, they could take one, and they was passing it down. Women was coming out, having half eating burgers, fucking that shit up. It was dope. I love doing my job. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I am Thaddeus Shade. Thank you for listening to Seasonable Clout. Go back and listen to all past episodes. I am back. I will not leave again. That I promise. Unless I'm going on vacation and I can't. And then I'm on vacation. 9 times out of 10, I got fine of my finest women around me. And we on a boat somewhere. That's not true. But I love y'all. Thank y'all for listening. I'm out. Peace. I have been on a Starbucks strike when it comes to tea, because these motherfuckers ain't got no honey. And I know about a month ago I was complaining about these some bitches not having no honey. These some bitches still ain't got no honey. I said it again, these some bitches still ain't got no honey. They ain't got no honey, man. I go there, they ain't never got no honey. And then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna make my own medicine balls at the house, because I don't really drink tea, but I would tear a medicine ball up. I said, I'll make my own tea at the house. So then I go, right, and I'm like, okay, what is a medicine ball, right? I go look, and it's, what is that shit? It's Tijuana, I don't know, Tijuana, I know that's where you get marijuana,